and welcome to Unlock Your Life, episode 9 already. And the previous 8 episodes all were about the keys to unlocking your life, and now we're going to start with the 5 biggest mistakes around money. And a lot of people, when you talk about mistakes around money, think that we're going to talk about things like, you know, spending too much, spending too little, spending on the wrong things, not opening your envelopes. And although these are really, investing in the wrong funds and things like that, and those are really, really important and they have a place, and maybe in later episodes we'll do a series about those as well. But actually they all are just a consequence. And they are just a consequence of the 5 mistakes that we're going to look into now. So all these things that we do wrong, the practical things that you can see yourself doing wrong or you can see other people doing wrong, all come down to one of the 5 mistakes that we're going to talk about today. So in this episode, we're just going to mention the 5 mistakes. And then in the coming 5 weeks, we're going to dive deep into all of them and really understand and unravel what these mistakes really mean. Now, I used to think that all of these were all in the same thing, right? I'm not good enough. That was what I thought. If I would be a better person, then I wouldn't have to make all these mistakes of overspending and things like that. That's what we tend to think. And then what I did was start working on myself, seeing if I could be a better person. And if I were a better person, then I wouldn't make all these mistakes. But there's actually more to it than that. In essence, everybody is a good person. We're just not managing ourselves very well. And these 5 biggest mistakes that we're going to talk about will really point you towards where you can look. And they're not in any specific order. They're not in order of most importance or whatever. That can be different for everybody. So we're just going to mention them in the order that they came to my mind. And I will have a really nice 5 weeks talking about big mistakes. So the first mistake is not managing money. Now that has a lot to do with what we just said, but not managing money really is something else than I used to think. I used to think managing money means doing the right things with it. And that's right. I mean, you know, so when I thought I started managing my money, I thought I was, I don't know, start getting more of it and spending it on different things, which has a lot to do with it. But really managing your money means always knowing how much is going in and out every single day, always being in control of what happens with it and why it's exactly that that's happening with it. And that's a whole topic. So next week, we're going to talk about managing money and what it actually really is and what it's not, and how you can do that really simple. My husband used to say, well, if I don't have any money, I have nothing to manage. And that is the biggest mistake that people really make. I'll manage it once I have it. And the whole thing is, if you don't start managing it, you will never have anything to manage. That's the first episode next week. So stay tuned for that. And then the second big mistake that people make is thinking that money will solve all your problems. So we tend to think that money is the biggest solution to everything. Once I have money, I will never have that problem again. For instance, I used to think that, well, you know, my one of my problems is that my house can easily get chaotic or messy. And I used to think, well, once I have enough money to hire somebody for that, then I won't have that problem anymore. The problem is that the exact same way I was dealing with my house was the exact way I was dealing with my money. So I never had money to pay anybody to solve my mess. Of course not, because my money was as messy as my house was. So money will solve all my problems is a big mistake that people make. You'll just get new problems or other problems. And we'll have an entire episode on that. It's episode 11, and it'll be there in 2 weeks. So that's really a nice one. And the third mistake people make is they deal with money through emotions versus through a system. We just don't make a game plan. We don't have a plan. This was a big one for me, but it's a big one for people I see all over. For instance, trying to decide whether I am going to buy that new marketing course or not. I used to approach that through, is this going to pay off? Is this going to give me what I hope it's going to give me? Is this going to build my business? And hoping that once I invest that money, then all my problems will be solved. So that brings us back to the second mistake, right? But I dealt with it through emotions, through thinking, did I deserve this or not, right? I hear a lot of women saying, well, I deserve these shoes. Well, maybe you deserve them. But if you deal with money through emotions rather than through a system, then and you don't have a plan, then probably you don't have any money either. That was true for me. That's true for everybody I've seen. You need a system. Otherwise, you don't have any money because your emotions will always get you into places where you mess it up. So that's the third mistake. The fourth mistake is we feel we have no control over money. Somehow, believing that some outside source is either the problem or the answer. So for me, I used to think, well, the problem is that there's just too many bills coming in. And there's just too many stuff coming in that I have to pay. So, or the economy is a big one for a lot of people. Well, in this economy, I just don't make that much money. A big one for many self-employed people is, well, this is just the prices that people are willing to pay. So it's not really my fault that I'm not having all this money. And it feels that we have no control over it. And it also feels that it will be the answer to our problems. And we already talked about that in mistake number two. But no, feeling powerless, feeling not in control is a big mistake. Money does not control you until you control your money. It does. So this is the fourth big mistake. And the fifth big mistake is not understanding your part of the money game. And this comes down to your money blueprint and your inner game. So once you get that there even is such a thing as an inner game and that you have a money blueprint and that that is not the truth, that's just the way you're playing the game, then you can choose a different way of playing the game. And I always teach this, like, teach this to my kids, comparing it to Monopoly. You can play Monopoly by going deep into debt in the first few rounds, buying every single house and every single street and every single thing you come across. And to many people, that feels like, wow, you're so bad into debt. I'm not doing that. It's just a way of playing. I always buy every single thing I can buy. And then when, as the game progresses, I'm the one making the money. That's just the way I play it. And you can also play Monopoly by keeping all your money, never ever buying anything, not going into debt, and then you end up being the person who pays everything. This is just a comparison of Monopoly, but once you understand how you are playing the game and what makes you play the game that way, and that's what I call your inner game, then you can change the way you play. And then you can look at, hey, wait a minute, so there are 10 or maybe 100 ways to play this money game, and what results do I want, and what does that mean for how I start playing this game? But if you don't even understand that there is such a thing as an inner game or such a thing as a money blueprint or that it's even a game that you are playing, then you will never win that game. So that's episode 5. And about that game, there is one thing I would love to share in this episode, and that is that there are basically 3 ways of playing. And the first way is playing not to lose. So we're playing a game hoping not to lose. Then there is a way of refusing to play. I'm not playing that game. I don't like it. I'm not playing it. And then there's playing to win. And I hope that if you're listening to this podcast, you're wanting to be in the last category, playing to win. And if you want to play to win, that means that this is the right place to be. Tune in next week. Really try to listen. Send me an email. Send me your questions. Ask me what I mean. Ask me clarifications, because if you get this, this is your ticket to true freedom. And I don't necessarily even mean the kind of financial freedom that a lot of people are talking about. And yes, it is that ticket to that as well, but it's also the ticket to inner freedom. Because then once you play to win, and once you really understand that you are playing a game, then you can really start changing results. So that was it for today. I really hope that you send in lots of questions and you get interactive with the podcast, because it's really fun once you start diving into money. Okay, that was it for today. And I hope to hear from you. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on next week's episode. And that is on managing your money. Okay, so see you soon. Bye.